Hey, what's going on, everybody? We're back with a new episode of the Living Life with the Daniels podcast. I'm your host, Kevin, and today I got a special guest. This special guest just so happened to be my co-host, who is my lovely, beautiful, and attractive wife. Introduce yourself, baby.
Hello, and welcome to Living Life with the Daniels, where we explore living with purpose, health, relationships, and everything in between. I'm Shinovia, your co-host, alongside with my fabulous husband, Kevin. Get ready for a great conversation about relationships and knowing when your partner is the one. I'm excited for this one.
Yes, we are. And we got another special guest. Clay, what's up, man?
What's going on, everybody? Y'all good? Everybody good?
How you doing?
Man, I'm good.
And well, man. Happy as hell, alive and well.
Yeah, I like that.
So on today's episode, let's talk about how do you know you find that special someone in your life?
So you want to
start off? Who wants to start off?
Man.
I can start off if you want me to start off.
Go ahead, young lady.
So let me first say, when I thought about this topic, I had to go to some of my ladies, you know, to see what their thoughts were when they were thinking about how they knew that their husbands were the one or the men that they're with right now. And so a lot of them, as we talked, talked about someone who was genuine, someone who... love their families, to love their families the way that they love their families, a godly man. They talked about a man who had a plan, a man that is faithful. And so those were a lot of the common words that I heard. So I think that with a lot of women, they're looking for a man that they can trust, be themselves with, have genuine conversation with. I heard a lot of make me laugh and just overall being faithful.
I like all those. That's definitely on point. Everything. I'm just sitting back like, yeah, those are good answers. Because I came into this not really, I'm at a different place. I don't really know right now because I'm not like too much focused on that, but I'm kind of just, it's good to hear what you guys have to say for real, because I don't really know. Like, as far as the one in a woman, probably some of the same things that I want to be for her, which would just be, like, dependable. Somebody that's just there for you can rely on me. That's what I'm... just looking for those type of qualities, the things that I would do for somebody else. Like, yeah. What you think? What you got on the subject?
Well, this podcast is sponsored by Travels by Shinovia. Travels by Shinovia. She's my travel agent, and she's the best of the best. Travels by Shinovia. How do you know when you find that special someone?
Mm-hmm.
You know when that person can change your mindset on how you see something that you thought was so simple, and y'all just have a sit-down conversation and just pick each other's mindset about life. She has the mindset to see what's in you to help upgrade you, and the same thing as you do to her. As I say, I'm a mindset type guy, so... understanding somebody's mindset is the key to everything, because a person can be fine as hell and their mindset can be just totally off. And to me, that's a waste of time. And one thing I don't do in life is waste time and waste money, especially time. So, man, the mindset has to be on point. Not only that, she has to have a plan, as in like, okay, so well, what are you currently doing now? Where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years and then past that? So you can't just be comfortable with where you are in life now. Have a plan. And if you find like, if you feel like she's the one, execute that plan. And who knows? It could be the best decision ever between y'all. But as I say, the main thing, mindset. Ask questions. Just really just open dialogue. And see where it goes. Who knows?
That was a bar right there. That was a bar.
That's what I do.
I mean, yeah. How do you navigate that in today's climate? Like, for, okay, because, all right, for me, my generation, everything is on social media, you know? Oh, so it's just, I feel like dating now in the current, in 2024, I'm not saying that it's different totally. I mean, obviously the dating element is still there. You court a woman, you take her out, you get to know her. But I feel like people's, like you said, mindsets aren't like, they don't think like times like building with somebody. I feel like everybody now is just like, quick, what can I get out of this relationship? And then if it doesn't suit me, I'm out of it. Or people go in it with a selfish mindset, or going in it with just not the type of mindset you should have if you're looking for a relationship. And I think sometimes what happens is, like, from just, like, friends and other stuff, like, people that I know, is you'll have one person who wants the relationship and the other person doesn't. And it could be the male, like, that wants it, and it's like the girl doesn't, or it's the opposite. And that's something, I don't know, I just see so much different stuff. Like, I definitely think that you can find the one, but you got to have your criteria. Like, how...
Of course.
Exactly, like, you got to have your list.
How you feel about that, Shinobia?
I think patience is huge when it comes to relationships. And when I say that, I mean, really get to know the person that you date. Understanding, because, you know, when you first get into it, it all feels good. Like they said, the honeymoon stage, everything is wonderful. But I think taking that time to really get to know that person, to see, are they really genuine or is it just a front?
Okay. So how long does the honeymoon phase last typically?
I would say it depends on the person. Now, as a female, typically with men, we can start to pick up on if a man is BSing after a few months. And then, especially the longer the female go without sex, you can really decipher, you know, what if the male is really in it to be in a relationship, or if he's there to fool you and string you along. But I just think that it comes with patience. I think that red flags fly up over time if you just kind of sit back, get to know that person, and allow, you know, them to show you who they really are.
That's a great answer, Shinobia. Great answer. But, okay, Clay, we living in these social media times to where dating is just so, it's non-existent now.
It's not as instant?
Non-existent. Which means that people won't basically first date sets and it's over.
Yeah.
Or first date to where if it's not top notch, best of the best, it's over. So nobody is truly trying to find substance out here. So I suggest that, man, you just got to have conversations, man. Man, the art of conversation now is basically dead and gone now. Most people talk, how now?
Through their phone.
Yes, a text message or whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the art of actually just sitting down, having conversations with people, man, that shit's gone. And we need to bring that shit back somehow, some way. And if you do, it would increase the aspects of dating from a standpoint of, okay, well, you know what? I talked to her day one. By week one, week two, whatever, maybe still in the talking phase. Mm-hmm. Okay, week six or week seven, okay, we moved from the from that phase on to I hate to say more exclusive, but just more on a stage where I'm seeing progress. Now, everything is just fast-paced. I'm done with it. Hey, how you doing? If you don't meet my criteria or whatever, I'm done with it. Nobody talks anymore to actually find out things about each other. Mm-hmm. That's the problem now.
So then do you think is, because as I'm listening to you, I would think that It depends on what you're looking for, where your maturity level is. And then, depending on where your maturity level is, you finding that same energy in someone else. So if you know you're looking for something that's more than just a one-night situation, then you shouldn't be engaging with one-night situations. Mm-hmm. You know, you get what you engage with.
But we're talking about today's man now. And today's man, and his mindset is, well, okay, she look good, and if I can hit that first night, I'm going to hit that first night.
And that might be what they both want. And that can still end up into a relationship. And but I'm just saying, and you got to know who you're talking to and what you're looking for when you jump into that first date. So if you looking for sex, she looking for sex, then, I mean, but in the same breath, if you looking for something long-term, have those conversations. Like, you can get to know somebody before you have sex. It may not be the first day, but yeah, you can get to, you know, understand where a person's mind is through conversation. Mm. And if you know you're somewhere else and their mind is somewhere else, or they just want sex and that's not what you want, then you need to keep going. Keep just step away. Go find you someone else. I understand what you're saying about how it is now, but I still do believe that you can find someone that matches your energy if that's what you're truly looking for.
I think, like, nowadays, the interaction between, like, my generation is just more it just feels transactional. Like, yes. I'ma just spend a lot of money take her out on these crazy days. I'm going to buy these bags, and you're pretty much just paying for the affection. Or she might just be like, well, I'll mess with him because he's spending all this money on me. But it's not built off of anything real outside of the material gain that they're getting or whatever pleasure he's getting, whatever. That's all it's built on. There's nothing there. So it's... But that's not all situations, but it's like it's starting to become like a norm to see that type of interaction between men and women now. Like, it almost seemed like a little gender war. But to get back to it, how to figure out, like, if she's the one or he's the one or whatever, I think chemistry. Because there's some people, like, you can date, and you will know after, like, the first week or two, like, nah, we not really... And then you'll get one, and after a week, it feels like you know each other. And, you know, I think time is something that also comes into play, because if 6 months go down the line or a year and you guys got into a couple arguments, disagreements, and had some tough conversations and had to go through some stuff, it built character in your relationship. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you didn't go into it saying, I want to be in a relationship, but you grew in it. Like, you just grew in it by going through stuff through time. So you guys are in a relationship. That's how it feels in certain situations. But you have to be intentional about it. Like, if you see it getting serious, then it's a conversation that has to get brought up. And you guys have to be on the same page, or else you guys are wasting each other's time.
I agree. Because, I mean, as I say, who's got time to waste time?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's
the most important thing in life. This life right here.
That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, time. So
it's like, okay, my lovely wife, she has really, like, opened up my mindset on things. So that's why I say mindset is everything. She helps me see things from a different perspective, and I hope I do the same thing for her. And it's just,
I said, and you do.
Oh, well, thank you. I know. but the main thing is just, yeah. And then we have such great conversations about life. And that's what it's all about, man. Having that open dialogue to where y'all can talk about things to where it may hurt you to hear some stuff that she don't like about you. But as a man, if it's true, own it. Accept it, work on it, and change yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. It don't have to be so complicated to what today's man has to resist change. He resists change because ego. He has to be right. No, fuck that, man. Fuck that, man. That woman in your life, she has your best interests in mind and in her heart because, trust me, it's the female who sees more in you than you see in yourself. That's how it always is, man. How you feel about that, Shinovia?
I think that it's good when two people can have that kind of relationship where they can have that kind of communication, where they can sit down and discuss, because it's not going to always be easy. But when we're talking about the one, I like what you were saying about chemistry. You definitely know when you have chemistry with someone. Mm-hmm. And when that chemistry is not there, then it's difficult to build off of that when chemistry's not there. I knew Kevin was the one when I went on, and this was like, we had just started talking. It wasn't even a long time, but I went on a girls' trip, and me and my girlfriend had went to Biloxi, and we were going to New Orleans. We always used to take little road trips. And so I remember having downtime in Biloxi, and the first thing I thought about was him, wanting to call him, thinking about him. You know, we're supposed to be having fun. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to call him to see what he was doing. And when I got back, I told him that I missed him. And just building off of that, like you said, that chemistry is definitely important. But then spending time with each other, getting to know each other, seeing how genuine he was. This may sound crazy, but I had a dog that I had, well, we actually had for, 16 years mm-hmm. before he passed. But when I was fresh out of college, it was just me and my dog. And so even in my head then, I was like, if whoever I'm with, it's not going to like my dog, and we can't be together. I know that sounds crazy, but I was like, because I knew that guys come and go. And I'm like, if I got to get rid of my dog to talk to somebody, yeah. like, nah, I can't get rid of my dog. So, you know, it was just different little tests, different little things that I noticed along the way. And I realized he was genuine. He had a good heart. A lot of times, as females, we laugh about it now at our age, but when we were younger, we looked at the bad guys, you know, that was what was in, yeah. you know, you want to talk to the bad guys yeah. or, you know, the guys for the streets. And as you get older, you realize that, no, that ain't what you want.
Exactly. That's yeah. I feel like that's the same with the girl. Like, you could flip that, you know. You
and
see
they young.
Them.
See, you young. So the girls who you date when they young, yeah, but they going to realize like, at one point, at some point, most of them are going to realize mm-hmm. that dude that's for the streets, that's giving you a headache. Because yeah. they see the red flags, but you're enjoying it yeah, right yeah. now.
We ignore it even. Mm-hmm. Like, you're right. And that's exactly what happens. People ignore the red flags. Oh, but, yeah. I mean.
And it takes experiences, too. I'll say it took experiences for me to realize what I didn't want anymore. Right. And so then when I started to see the things that I truly felt would be long lasting, that was Kevin.
Well,
okay.
You know what? I'm glad you say that because you mentioned some great attributes about me, and you did not mention how attractive I am.
Oh, God.
Which lets me know that I have more to offer. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you that enough at home, right?
I said to you as well.
I'm just saying. I say that.
She is very attractive, people out there. Very attractive.
He's so silly. He's being silly now. What did you have before you got here? Huh? Did you have a drink, a shot?
No.
I'm just playing.
No. Water. Water. H2O.
Shot of water. Shot of the water.
Yeah, I mean.
I think everybody has their own criteria. Like you said, your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has, like, that something. And I don't feel like a dog. I don't think that's hard for a man to be get over. Like a dog. Is it? Do you think it is?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
I like dogs though.
You'd be surprised how many don't.
Yes. You'd be amazed at how having a dog could be a red flag.
How is it a red flag?
Because some guys feel like they have to compete with the dog, believe it or not.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Is this true?
Am I right, Shonya?
It is. Because before I got with Kevin, the person that I dated before that did not like my dog. And dogs are smart, too.
Yeah.
Because my dog, we had the type of relationship where he would jump on the bed. You know, he loved being under me. Mm-hmm. But in that relationship, he knew that he wasn't liked. So he would be, like, totally in a different room under the bed. You know, he could sense that he wasn't liked. And I knew that he wasn't liked. And it didn't take long before I knew it was not going to work. And like I said, you just have to, you know, you may not, if you got a list of, let's say, 10, 15 deal breakers, you know, you got to find some kind of medium.
But it's
certain things that, you know, you just not going to deal with.
And also, because I remember you said something, Kevin, a while back about, I don't remember, but it just reminded me of, like, you got to pour into your partner. You got to be able to pour into each other. I think, like you were saying, something about pretty much just you got to be able to help each other. Like, that's as simple as I can put it, but it's like you guys are helping each other. You can learn from each other, and they might be sharper in this department, and they can help you get right, and then you can help them in this area. And I feel like that's the greatest concoction for success in a relationship is...
It's truly a partnership.
And feeling like a friend. Feeling like that's my best friend.
Right. Yes.
I can talk to this person about everything.
Yes.
We can joke with each other. We can be serious, talk about serious stuff. We can show up together and be one as a unit when we, you know, just it's a lot. It's like unity within a relationship. But I think people just got to get back down to the essence of what a relationship actually is. Because nowadays, is the lines are so blurred, man. People are in relationships for 3 months, out of it, on to the next person. It's just everything's super quick nowadays. So you just got to find a person that you vibe with. And I think you can know that within a week or two of talking to them. And then you just build on that. And then the things that are important to you, you ask them about that stuff and see where their mind is at. And then those are more keys for you to figure out, like, if you guys are really compatible. And so
it takes their work. Actions, because, you know,
people do lie sometimes.
I said, that time meant where you just watching, observing of how they're moving.
Yeah.
If they're really that genuine person that you thought you met versus putting on the front.
Yep.
That's key.
But as I say, you know, a lot of folks say that, you know, there's no such thing as love at first sight.
Yeah.
That could be a damn lie. If you really feel like y'all are on the same page, mindset-wise, y'all have this open dialogue about life, goals, expectations and all that, man, it could be love at first sight.
And I think that saying really means, I think people take that literal and mean like you see a person and you're in love. I think it's literally you see that person and you get to interact with them.
There you go.
That's like love on first sight.
When
you actually get to interact with the person and then you realize quickly. Like,
I agree.
Yeah, because when you find that one, like you said, it feels so easy. And that's when you really start to know, like, okay, this might be the one. Because everything just feels so easy. Yeah. And, like, as time progresses, you might go, you know, the first full year, and you're like, we ain't had an argument yet. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Especially if you was, you know, used to arguments in the past where 2 months in, y'all arguing about something crazy. You know, so you get in something where you're like, this is just real easy. And for females, feeling secure, feeling safe, just feeling like you can be yourself with that person, it goes a long way, a long way.
Men too. Men, we do have these huge egos and all that, but we do have a heart. And most men want a female that is just open about sharing themselves from an emotional standpoint. Because, okay, like between me and you, we got so much love for each other to where I get emotional around you at times. And I'm tough as nails. But you can break me down to where I'm weak. And that's a beautiful thing because that shows our growth. That shows our love. That shows my passion for you. And I love you.
I love you too.
Of course.
He's so smart. Over
I'm just, yeah, just talking. Yeah, I'm just enjoying life with my sexy wife. That's all.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, though, as Clay was talking about young folks, I'm wondering, do you think it's because of who they're looking up to or what love they're seeing presently? Because I know, you know, we grew up in families where people were married and married for years. You know, my dad passed in, 2019? And so I grew up in a house with two parents. So I saw them together. I saw them have their issues, but yet and still, they were a strong duo. You know what I mean? Like, they, it wasn't anything that they couldn't get through. So I'm just wondering with 20-year-olds today, what are they seeing or what did they grow up seeing that is shifted so much?
I think it's a lot of things. I mean, I can name a bunch, or I'll name a few. You got influence of celebrities in American culture.
Okay.
Music, television, and then you also have where you're in these schools, you're in high schools. So the music that you guys are listening to is music made by grown adults that's in their 30s, 28, 30, 40. They're making this music saying all this crazy stuff. You're listening to it. You're easily influenced. You're 15, 16. It's just easy to influence the mind at that age. So I think kids have sex before they even really know what they're doing. Then boom, you 17 with a kid. And it happens. But I just think that's, it's like a bunch of things at play. It's almost like a big old, it's like a setup. Put this music out. Because the music that my parents listen to is old school. I grew up on old school. Yeah, so even the songs that are talking about doing it, it's love making songs. You know what I'm saying? So the music now is so vulgar and just blunt and just like raunchy. And they're promoting it more and more through different artists. If you, the more risky you are, the better, because they're influencing either the youth or they're influencing people that look like us. You know what I'm saying? Our kids, our nieces, nephews, little brothers, sisters, like, that's who they're influencing, like, the kids. So, I think, I don't know, man. And then, oh, I didn't even mention social media. Like, the stuff that you can see on social media is just ridiculous. That's a big one. Yeah, I didn't even say that. Like, that's there. You got so many different sectors, man. So,
that probably is a big one, because I think about when we were young, we had the internet, but nothing like this.
It wasn't on this level.
Right. Because we didn't even have, you know, phones like this where everything's recorded. Everybody's going to have
everything. You can do everything instantly from your phone.
We didn't have to worry about that. So I can see how that plays a big role.
Yeah, man. It's like, how do you protect your kid against that, not being influenced in that? I don't know how you can do that. It's because it's everywhere. Like, it's just more and more in your face with even the ABC, the shows that's on ABC. Like, regular television is just, they're putting these, planting these seeds to children and then, you know. So, but to get back to it, like I said in the beginning, I think finding the one is chemistry, time, and you gotta be dedicated, and they gotta be able to match your energy, what you like and what you want.
I agree. Once again, this was a great episode. So, closing statements. How do you know if you found the one yet? Shinobi, we'll start with you. Closing statement.
I think it would take really understanding first who you are and knowing what you want. And then once you know what you want, taking that time, being patient to see the person that you feel is the one, are they really genuine? Is it real? Okay. Or is it someone just putting on a show for you to fool you? And I just think over time, you'll get those answers.
I agree. Clay, closing statement. How do you know if you found the one?
It just will feel natural, I think. I just think it'll feel natural.
It does.
It won't feel forced, and you won't feel like you're doing something out of character. It'll just flow. That's what I think.
I 100% agree with that. My closing statement is, fellas, if you know you found the one, ask questions. Have an open dialogue conversation and just talk to her. Trust me. You will always know in your heart. You will always know, trust me. The heart does not lie. Once again, this podcast is sponsored by Travels by Shinovia. And on that note, we'll see y'all next episode.